It is our attitude toward life which will determine life's attitude toward us. Let's face the fact honestly that we shape our own lives, and the shapes of them will be determined by our attitudes. If we take the attitude that we cannot do something, we generally will not do it. An attitude of failure, and we're whipped before we start. What we receive from life, what we accomplish or fail to accomplish, is due in large measure to our overall attitude. Human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. We're so familiar with ourselves, we tend to take ourselves for granted. We tend to minimize the things we can accomplish, the goals we can reach, and for some equally strange reason, believe others can accomplish things in our field which we cannot. Change is the one thing in life on which we can absolutely count. See it for what it really is: new opportunity, new chances for further fulfillment. Attitude is a reflection, a result of a person's will. It is incalculably powerful, but we need to train it patiently, day by day. Successful people come in all shapes and sizes and in widely varying degrees of intelligence, background, and so on. But they all have one thing in common. They expect more good out of life than bad. They expect to succeed more than they fail. If you want something worthwhile, take the attitude that there are a lot more reasons why you can have it than there are that you cannot, and set out to earn it. Go after it. Work at it. Ask for it. Our environment is really a mirror of our mental attitude. If we don't like our environment, we have to change our attitude first. But the important question here is, do you know this? The minute you do know it, you'll have this right attitude I'm talking about. The easiest and most effective means of forming a good attitude habit is to begin to act as though you have a good, positive, expectant attitude toward life. Actions trigger feelings, just as feelings trigger actions. A good attitude can change a person's life as dramatically as walking from a darkened room into the bright, clear light of day. Life is dull only to dull people. Life is interesting only to interesting people. Or life is successful only to successful people. You must first become, mentally, from an attitude standpoint, that which you wish to achieve. The person must act, look, and feel successful before the success he seeks can come. Now, it makes no difference how good a person's attitude has been in the past. Anything can be improved upon, and it's the small refinements upon something already good that makes it great. If the result you want is more success in what you're doing, act as though you are already in possession of the success you seek. Every human being on earth is the most important human being on earth as far as he or she is concerned. You may never get anyone to admit it, but it's a fact. Treat every person with whom you come in contact as the most important person on earth. Now, the reason I say treat everyone in this fashion is mainly because this is the way human beings ought to treat each other, and because it will help you form a habit that will bring you amazing and delightful results for the rest of your life. Act toward others and the world at large in exactly the same manner you want the world and others to act toward you. Before metal can be cast into a desired shape, the mold, the expectant receptacle, must first be fashioned. Before a building can be erected, the excavation must be made and the foundation laid. And before a person can achieve the kind of life he wants, he must become that kind of individual. He must think, act, talk, walk, and conduct himself in all of his affairs as would the person he wishes to become. He is then actually that person, and the things that person would have and do will naturally come to him. Almost immediately, a change will be noticed. Irritations that used to frustrate and annoy disappear. It is our attitude toward life which determines life's attitude toward us. We are interdependent. It is impossible to succeed without others. And it is our attitude toward others which will determine their attitude toward us. Your mind can hold only one thought at a time, and since there's nothing at all to be gained by being negative, be positive. Don't waste valuable time broadcasting personal problems. It probably won't help you. It cannot help others. There are literally millions of human beings living narrow, darkened, frustrated lives, living defensively, simply because they take a defensive, doubtful attitude toward themselves, and as a result, toward life in general. We become what we think about. You are at this moment the living embodiment of the sum total of your thoughts to this point in your life. Similarly, 5 years from now, you'll be the sum total of your thoughts to that point in time. You can control your thoughts. You can decide upon that on which you wish to concentrate. By thinking every morning, every night, and as many times during the day as you can about this exciting single goal we've established for ourselves, we actually begin moving toward it and bringing it toward us. Each of us, each one of us, not the economy or fate or luck, each one of us is in charge of his or her own life. Each one of us is completely responsible. A person without a purpose is like a ship without a rudder. Have a purpose in life, and having it, throw such strength of mind and muscle into your work as God has given you. A person with a half volition goes backward and forward and makes no way on the smoothest road. But the person with a whole volition advances on the roughest and will reach his or her purpose if there be even a little wisdom in it. A purpose underlies character, culture, position, attainment of every sort. You are now, and you most certainly will become, what you think about. Imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire, you will what you imagine, and at last you create what you will. We so often permit our imagination to be confined by our environment and conditions. One of the wonderful things about human imagination is that it can break out of the barriers that tend to limit us physically. It can fly away to greener hills. It can see things not as they are now, but as they can be. If we understand the power of imagination, we realize that that upon which our imagination becomes fixed tends to turn into reality.